Welcome to The Lob, your home of in-depth coverage and analysis by These Football Times, a movement of journalism you can trust. Each week, we endeavour to bring you the very best coverage of the game, exploring stories from the past and present with analysis by expert guests from around the world. Find more of our award-winning content online and in print. In the meantime, enjoy the podcast.
Welcome once again to the Beautifully Designed Game podcast. My name's Marcus Marrett, and today we talk to a man who creates such incredibly complex visuals and fantastical cities that I am very much looking forward to hearing how he even manages to do what he does. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Javier Ares.
Hello. Hello, Marcus. Hello, everyone. Hello, hello.
Javier, did I get your pronunciation correct?
My pronunciation correct? Javier Ares. Yes, yeah, correct.
Ah, fantastic. And where do we find you in the world today? Where are you based?
I'm based in Madrid. Now I am the sunny city of Madrid.
Ah, yes. I'm at this moment in the not so very sunny Glasgow. So I'm happy that one of us has some sun today.
yeah, always sun, usually.
Are you from Madrid yourself?
No, I'm from Motril, a small city in Granada, in the south, Andalusian. I'm Andalusian. I live in the coast, front to the coast. Beautiful, beautiful small city. Yeah. It's like tropical, with a tropical weather. It's very good.
Oh, magic. And so are you a Granada fan?
I'm trying to be more fun, you know, because in Spain it's usual when you grow be a Real Madrid or Barcelona supporter, you know. And when I was growing in the 90s, Granada was in the second B division, you know. It's like very, very low level, no? Like very yes. bad. But now it's amazing. Now I want all the success for Granada, of course. And they are doing very well.
Ah, very good. Fantastic. And yeah. what's taken you to Madrid? Was it a move that you made for your career, or is it just where life has taken you?
No, it's for my career, for work. Because I was working many years, first like waiter. I was working like waiter 10 years. And after that, I was working like graphic designer for agencies, for publicity agencies. And you need to come to Madrid to that kind of work here in Spain. More chances, you know.
Okay, fantastic. And given the incredibly unique work that you do produce, it'd be great to hear from you how you've gotten to where you are today. So your academic background and what you studied at school and university and what mm-hmm. you did before you do what you do today.
Yeah. I was drawing from when I was a kid, you know. I was always drawing from 11 years old. It's like some kind of destiny, you know, all the time drawing. And I started study art, of course, but I leave the career. I leave the degree of fine arts and I study graphic design and publicity. But I always draw by myself. I always working by myself. And I never stopped to draw and draw and draw. So, you know, at the end you love football and all the time drawing, you know, at the end you mix all the things, you know. Yes. And it's a really personal way because it's working by myself with my interest. And I have got a degree in graphic design, but it's more like by myself, you know.
And before we move on, we should let people know where they can find you online so they can be looking at the incredibly magically visual work that you produce. So can you let people know where they can best find you online?
For see my work. I have got a website. It's javierares.com. Some football covers are not there yet because I'm uploading, but I think the easier way is just write my name in Google, I think if they write Javier Arres, they can find a lot of beautiful things.
Absolutely, for sure. So can you talk us about your love of football and where that connection started?
Yeah, of course. I love football and I played football. I was goalkeeper. I played like goalkeer, not very well with my legs, with the foot. But
yes.
I played with like goalkeeper several years, like 7 to 8 years, regional category, not national, nothing huge. But I know perfect, the football feelings. Yes. Success and fail, like keeper, goalkeeper. Yes, sometimes, yeah. Depression, and I dress football kits and I buy it, football boots. And, I love football video games. I love it, football always. And I grow in 90s, and in 90s, the football did a huge change in aesthetical, in that kind of things. Maybe we talk about that later, but it was a great moment in 90s because the football changed it to better TV shows, yes. Better logotypes, better video games, better graphic design to the football. And I grew with that, it was amazing change. And I was involved in all that.
Well, you are, you're talking to a man. I'm also a goalkeeper myself, playing this evening, actually. And I grew up watching football in the 90s. So I think we can find a lot of common ground here, which is exciting.
Absolutely.
So do you
what's
still
a huge change?
Oh, yeah, it was... because in England, so it was through Sky Television that we first got to see Spanish football on television. Oh. And even when I remember how big Deportivo La Coruña were. And
yeah, amazing.
Yeah. So us, and because my family's background is from outside of England. So I always had a real eye for European football because it looked so different, even the stadiums, and even the kits, and it all seemed so exotic and had that sprinkling of magic in my eyes. Yeah,
that's it. And in the old times, it wasn't easy to see another championship, another league in another country. Yes. It wasn't easy. And the beginning was a huge impact, no? Like, wow, it's the stadiums, absolutely, the fans, the supporters, everything different was amazing. Was great.
For sure. And who were your footballing heroes growing up? Your favorite players?
Wow. I remember a lot. I'm Barcelona supporter because I was all Barcelona supporter. And I remember a lot when Romario arrives, yes. Romario Brazilian, because it was like crazy, this guy. And I have bought one t-shirt from Romario. And wow. I remember as well Ronaldo, the only 1 year was playing in Barcelona.
Yes.
This was an insane year for Ronaldo. You, if you remember that, if you check that,
yes.
It's insane. It's like this guy playing a lot, It's like crazy. I remember that two players because Barcelona don't sign a huge player in the old times, in the 80s. And the 90s with Romario and Ronaldo was great. And I remember as well Figo. When Figo signed to Madrid, that was a disaster, my friend.
Ah, yes.
Figo.
Yep. That was... And the pig's head being thrown at him. On
yeah,
the
pig heads. That's it. A great moment, sad moment, but it was famous. That's pig head. Yeah.
Well, watching football in England in the 90s, it was a special thing seeing Bobby Robson be manager of Barcelona for the year. A guy who he'd done amazing things with England and a real iconic manager, and then to see
a legend.
To see him manage Barcelona for a year, that was special.
Yeah, and it's really weird in Spain, an English manager. I think there are not too much in the history, no? Maybe Bobby Robson, I don't remember, you know, English managers don't usually go to Spain, no? You remember?
No, I remember John Toshack had a couple of jobs in Spain.
Yeah,
Benjamin
Toshack, yes, true.
And Gary Neville, maybe not so successful at Valencia.
That's true. But Bobby Robson was amazing and was a legend. For me, it was amazing he can be part of Barcelona history. I think it was a good idea at this moment, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And there was the one player I always had a real soft spot. Well, actually, there was two from Barcelona in that era. Vitor Baier was one of the first goalkeepers that I saw that made me want to be a goalkeeper.
And yeah, Victor Baier, I remember.
Yes. And I don't remember I think he was a left back.
Sergi Barjuan.
Yes.
Left back. Yeah. A small one, not too very tall and fast. Yeah, yes. Sergi. Very famous, yeah. Yeah. And Chapi Ferrer, you remember Chapi Ferrer? Signed for Chelsea. Chapi Ferrer, other left back.
Yeah.
I think was the best foreign player this year in Chelsea at Premier League.
Yeah, no, he was very good for them. I absolutely remember, yeah.
El Chapi. Chapi is the surname. The nickname is Chapi. Ferrer is the name and the surname. The nickname is Chapi.
Ah, that's interesting. Because
the moniker.
Because in England, he was known as Albert Ferrer.
Albert Ferrer. It's Albert Ferrer, but the nickname is Chappie. It's like, it's a colloquial, friendly name.
Yeah.
Chappie.
Ah, very good. So how do you feel as a Barcelona fan at the moment?
Wow. It's very bad, really, really bad. I know perfectly the president and the people in the office, are doing really bad, really, really, really bad. It's a sad moment because they don't manage well the success, They don't manage well Messi, and this is big mistake, It's like they forget the young players. I think this is the most horrible thing. They are trying to do like Real Madrid, sign a star, and Barcelona is not that, You need to look young players, like for example, now we have got Ansu Fati. Yes. You saw, for example, forget Neymar. Go Ansu Fati is the future. Believe in young players, and it's everything about marketing. That president is absolutely lost. They spend a lot of money in nothing, and the future is horrible. I believe in five, six years, Barcelona will be horrible. Maybe third, fourth in league, but not very well.
And so much money being spent on players that don't play for you. Players that don't do anything, and even that. Even having a shirt sponsor, I was always so respectful of how Barcelona's history of not having a shirt sponsor, because the shirt meant more than that,
That's history. That's something like a brand style for Barcelona. The t-shirt always clean. I have got all Barcelona cheers the kids without advertised, but now they have got. No, it's like, I think, what have we got now? Was UNICEF after that Qatar and had got in the arms like Beko, I think they are forgetting the Barcelona philosophy. And this is horrible because, we have got Guardiola. So we have got a great time in our history with success. Do the same. Try the same. Maybe you won, maybe you lose. But don't lose the way, the philosophy, because without our philosophy, Barcelona never won nothing. It's not like Real Madrid. Real Madrid haven't got sense. Won Champions League, like what happened here? Another champion. Barcelona, it's like, it's Real Madrid, have got lucky or they believe at the end. But Barcelona need to play well. Barcelona, if you check when they won Champions League, they won league and national cup as well. It's like they need to do a really good year. Yes. It's not like Real Madrid finished the league in sixth place and won the champion. They did this one time with Anelka, won the Champions League, and finally in the National League, like seventh. Barcelona can't do that. You know, Barcelona is they need more, you know, and they forget their philosophy, and we'll see, you know. We'll see. Horrible years are coming. Winter is coming in Barcelona.
Oh, really? So are you not optimistic with the elections next year?
Oof, this is a huge complicated, because you need to understand this is a battle in Barcelona city. You know, it's a battle between powers and politicians and a lot of money. And it's more complicated. You can see from the side, say, all right, the people, the soci, the person pay for go to the stadium is member, the football member, he vote. You can believe in him. The member must see that, no, and vote for Laporta or the you know, more Guardiola people, you know, for the other president. Yes. But it's politician problems. Maybe they won't they win again. Not Bartomeu because he can't be president more years, but you know, the friends of Bartomeu. It's complicated. It's not for us, it's like obviously, you know, it's like obvious, you know, we need a change. But there are many issues, money issues, political issues. We'll see. I'm not optimistic, of course not. Because Barcelona after Guardiola was a huge team, you remember, but not like now, not like Guardiola, you know, you remember. Was really difficult for Barcelona before Guardiola era go to semifinals in Champions League, for example. It was really complicated. I'm not optimistic.
But are you happy Messi is staying? Does that make you happy?
Make me happy? To be honest, no. Because I think... you see the news now, it's like Messi one day wake up and think, oh, I want to leave, but it's not in this way, you know, it's longer, it's a long story. All the years Messi, that last year Messi was talking about that, and I think Messi deserve a huge goodbye, no? It's a huge homage to, or something like that, to leave Barcelona. And was horrible. I think everything was horrible. Worst is impossible, you know? And he is playing now, unhappy. And maybe he stopped the change it, because Barcelona need change now. And maybe, you know, if Messi stay here, Luis Suarez stay here another year. You know, it's like we can rebuild again the team. You know, it was horrible. You know, it's like worst impossible. You know, I can understand. I can understand.
Well, I do hope the best for you, Javier, and I do hope that you are able to be optimistic about Barcelona's future again soon. I do hope that for you.
We'll see. So,
Javier, looking at the incredibly detailed and intricate work that you do produce, can you let us know about Javier as the artist and what it is that you do?
I like why I do like my work, my day like an artist, you say, my talking about that.
Yes, please. Yes.
Yeah. Now I'm working. I work with in three ways. Right now, I work with an illustration agency. With this agency, I work with these football time magazines, for example, for the covers.
Yes.
As well, I work for galleries, with one gallery, art gallery in London, in Chelsea, Gagliardi Gallery. In Chelsea, I send my ink on paper works are sell in that gallery very well. I must just say very well sells. And a new way is I have good great success in that world is crypto art. This is complicated, but it's art into the, you know, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, yes. Ethereum, that world. No, this is incredible. I am digital artist in that world. I do the animated GIFs. visual toys. I create visual toys for that world and digital world. And I think that my three worlds, artist worlds, galleries, ink on paper, agency, magazines, commissions with yes. for too many things, and crypto art. And that three things are my work now. And I created the visual toys. I know you know that. And yes. The visual toys are my creation, is that high detailed machinery with architecture, with all the things I like, mix and in movement. And I create this, and this have got success in art world.
Absolutely. And looking at your visual toys, could you let us know from a technical perspective, how do you create the visual toys? How do you create those animated pieces of work?
Oh, mm-hmm. The draw is 80% of work in a visual toy. All right, animation, the people think is complicated, but it's not huge complicated for me. I think the 80% is draw, details, and imagination. No, the point is I mix all the things I like without rules. It's I like this, I like this. I mix and I do by Photoshop the illustration, the draw. Yes. I do by Photoshop and animate with After Effects. But it's an animation you can do as well with Photoshop. But I love After Effects and I feel very well. But it's basically handmade with digital tablet illustration, and after that animation, but classic animation, you know, it's like by hand. And I think the people love that because have got, you know, the soul of something do by a handmade way, you know, with a passion and handmade way. And of course it's like it's a huge work, you know, I spend many times with that, you know. Yes. And for example, the Real Madrid cover for this football time, I did in animation, not published yet. I don't publish yet, but I have got one collector wants buy the Real Madrid cover with animation. So in the next week, I will publish Real Madrid cover with animations.
Ah, exciting! Very exciting.
It's like that. I remember when I begin that kind of draw, I was doing that kind of illustration, and the illustration claim for movement. If you see one of my illustrations without animation, you can check. It's they claim for some kind of movement sometimes, I think, and so I finally did.
And do you enjoy having that balance in your work of going from the ink on paper illustrations to the visual toys and the animated work? Do you enjoy, and do you think it's important to have that mix of work that you do just to keep mm-hmm. Your work itself fresh and to be challenging yourself as an artist?
Yeah, I think it's important. It's important. I think it's good for your brain, because if it's a fresh air when I change it, you know, it's the same wall, but it's different techniques. And for example, when I draw ink on paper, you can erase, you know, you can do mistakes. It's like, you know, it's like it's some kind of risk I love, no? Because I imagine I do huge ink on paper works. Huge is like 2 meters for 2 meters. You know, it's like a wall. So if you at the end do a mistake with the ink, you know, it's a nice rig, make you stay alert, you know. And for me, it's really good for my brain. Change animation for animation with colors, with shiny colors. And for me, it's fantastic. Cool change one to black and white and ink. You know, I think it's good because it's like you are more fresh, you know. It's not all the time the same, because make you tired, your brain saturate. And I think it's better have got in the same wall, in your own world, different things to, you know, to stay more fresh and more relaxed, you know, not too much. I think if you draw always the same, you feel stressed at one point.
Ah, fantastic. And looking at the most recent issue of these Football Times and your Marseille cover, can you talk us through your approach to that, how you considered the composition, what elements to include, and generally how you approached that brief?
Yeah, but which cover? Only Marseille? Marseille?
Yeah, the Marseille cover, please, yes.
Ah, yeah. That was a huge work. I must say I was visiting that city when I have got 20 years old, with 20 years. So I remember the city. You know, if you visit the city, you know the city, sometimes you can do a very good job, you know?
Yes.
If one day the New York football team won that draw, if I listen that, please pay me one travel to New York, because it's better. But Marseille was a huge work, but I have got that idea at the beginning, you know, like, because Marseille is the thing of the city. There are not other famous thing of the city in the city. And you can play with the city. For example, if I must do, like, for example, Real Madrid, you can't use the city because there are Atletico Madrid, there are other teams in the city. For example, Manchester City, Manchester United. You know, yes. The city is half and half for the teams, you know? So Manchester, the city, the architectural and that, the monuments is not for one team, but in Marseille is the city and the team. So I decided everything must be Marseille, and as well, it's a beautiful city with a port. You know, it's like an artist, you use the best points of the city, the best things. So when I start the composition about Marseille, I remember as I think, wow, this will be huge. Maybe it's too much work, but I want to do, because the cities is need that, because the port is amazing. I was thinking about the how do the sea and use ships, a lot of ships. You know, it's like this idea is well, you know, it's good. And so and I begin, you know, I don't do a huge sketch, all right? When I was working and drawing, I have a new idea and I use it. It's like in the way, you know? But for example, many people think, for example, the decision of the players, you know, for example, Mandanda, I think the goalkeeper is on the sea, no? On the sea in the front. Some people say, why is Mandanda on the sea? Like, I don't think, it's because if you check, it's perfect, the composition. I can put the Mandanda in other place, you know? I can't, yes, because the composition is not okay. So I think it's better use the goalkeeper looking us in the sea. You know, sometimes it's because you haven't got the player with other position. You know, sometimes it's play with the position of the players. Maybe Drogba is with the open arms, like you like a plane. So it's better in that place, better here than in the water. You know, it's something like fix issues, try to do, you know, it's like a high detailed work, like, you know, like do something tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki. But the idea is, and then when I was drawing, for example, the roofs, I remember saying, wow, oh my God, there are a thousand of roofs. I don't know, but it's like I take this decision, I go to the end, and that's it. And was really happy. If I do the things I like to see, to if I buy a magazine from football, I would like to see one cover like that. I think I do the things I like it, basically.
And considering how you create compositions, it'd be great to learn how your mind works, because all the types of work that you produce are so incredibly detailed and there's so much happening in there. And I've read from you how games like Sim City were an inspiration for you. Can you let us know what has influenced you as an artist, and what's kind of gotten you to the point of where, when you have a brief, your point is to create these incredibly complex and intricate and fantastical cities?
Mm-hmm. You say, well, Sin City. Yeah, this, my influence are video games a lot. Sin City, Roller Coaster Tycoon. You know that game?
Yes, Tycoon, T-Cons. Yes, yes.
That's it. I play it all the T-Cons saga. You know, I love this high detail, these small wars. You can that. So I like that. And when I receive a brief, someone sent me a brief, you need to, and this is important for the people are working in that wall, you know, illustration. I am really freedom in my ideas, you know, it's like,
yeah, okay, yes.
I don't care, mix this with, I haven't got no problems, you know, I haven't got fear, I take the risk, and I don't care, you know, and I sometimes fight with every, you know, it's like, I yes. always deal with my freedom, you know. You need to deserve your freedom. At the beginning, when you are in the beginning, maybe, you know, there are changes or they don't understand your idea, but you need to fight. And if you do a huge work, usually you won. You know, it's like the client see that, the customer or the client see your work and say, oh my God. But I think the point is I do whatever I want, but with, believe me, with like, sometimes I send me a brief with idea, you know, send me, yes. we think maybe, and I haven't got no problem saying no, you know, it's like, no, sorry, your idea is not bad, but I will do my idea. That's it. You need to fight. Sometimes you know, you show your wall, your idea, you need to freely fight, you know, it's like, let me show you my idea. And that's the way. But to be honest, I think always I'm thinking, you know, in that kind of world. So if, for example, tomorrow you send me a brief about Brazil, no? You send yeah. me, I want the Brazil. You think with me, is we have got the coast, we have got the monuments, the Christ, you know, the what got, you know, the Christ, Christ yes, of Corcovado?
Christ, yes, yeah.
You can change for a player, and oh, I like the Brazil animals, the tropical. Okay, but I put one parrot there. Why? Because I like the parrots. You know, the parrots are Brazilian. I like the surf, maybe Romario surfing. And yes. you know, the point is, I don't build walls in front of me. I'm not my enemy. I get me really, really freedom. I'm not scared. You know, it's like to mix different things, and I think I learned this. I want to talk about that. I think I learned this when, and for sure you remember that perfectly. When Nike, you remember Nike advertised in TV with Cantona, with yes, the Devils, yes, with yes. the. You remember that? That's. Yes, I think absolutely. That is. Actually, do you remember that was a success? It was like a movie. I remember yes. like wow. I think that is advertised as a spot, TV spot. I think show what I want to say is why you remember before that spot, the football don't mix with imaginary things, don't mix with hell, with monsters, don't play this imaginary world. And Nike mixed that, and it's like, all right, why the players? Why don't play against devil, against monsters, or in a space? You know, it's like Nike in that way show us there are no rules, you know? Absolutely. There are no rules, and you can use your imagination. I think this is the message. The people think if when send him a brief to football, they maybe, you know, have got a square head. You know, it's like I can do that. No. Learn from Nike, learn from the artists, that kind of risk artist trying to mix this with other one. Try. I hope I explain well. I don't know
no,
if
no,
I explain
absolutely
well.
You do. Yeah, I could just sit here and listen to you for a long time. So I'm just happy to let you talk. You have a real great mix in your portfolio of big, large wall mm-hmm. murals to mm-hmm. these magazine covers. So can you, is there any difference in your approach to whether a brief is for a large mural installation mm-hmm. or whether it's for a smaller kind of magazine cover or for a smaller, you know, a physically smaller yeah. piece of work? Do you approach the brief any differently, or do you think about the work in the same way, and how it gets used is a secondary thought?
Yeah, I work in the same way. I need to always, my problem is be careful, because maybe you do something, you can spend like 3 weeks and maybe they don't pay for this 3 weeks. You know, it's more like you need to always do a huge effort, you know, always, you know, because you want to show your best. But I think the approach is the same. It's like, of course, it's something huge, mural, the scale, no? The scale is the word. You need to do something in the same scale, but bigger, you know? Because if you use the same scale for a cover magazine, for something huge, I can spend like 3 months, you know? And the huge one, the big ones in ink, black and white, I spend 1.5 months to do. So imagine if I do a smaller scale. But the approach is the same.
Oh, fantastic. And in terms of what you would love to do in the future, if you're thinking of, so going back to the football world that you work within, mm-hmm. If you were to get a phone call tomorrow and it was your dream brief, is there anything that comes to mind if I was to put you on the spot right now? Like, what would you really love to do in the football world?
Yeah, wow. I have got one project for football museum. You know?
Oh yes.
Like for football museum, because I visit many stadiums. I visit the museums. I always say, oh, it's fine, I like it. But I have got an idea with a huge screen, like, you know, 10 meters from a screen, horizontal screen with tell the story of the team, for example, Liverpool, a history,
yes.
from the beginning to the present in an amazing visual toy. That is a project, all right? It's a dream, but it's a project. But I think the huge thing always is do something in a World Cup, no? I think do something for a World Cup is of course, I can't do the mascot, you know, because my style, maybe, yes, because what, the yeah. style is, yeah, maybe, because the style, but if will be possible, you know, one World Cup, all the aesthetic and graphic design and the aesthetic art of all World Cup was my style, for me, well, it will be amazing. It's like the World Cup of 20, that was Javier Arrese style. That will be amazing. But what big things as well I like. But for example, I would like to do something for the Japanese league as well. When I think in Yokohama Marinos, Yokohama Marinos, it's a Japanese team. I know that yes. Japanese team because one Spanish guy, Julio Salinas, played in the 90s there, and I was checking the team. And it's a team, I think it's, I can remember, it's a team from the fish company or something like that. You know, it's, you know, Japan, no? It's a yes. fish company at the end, mega, or a car company at the end, mega football team, no? And Yokohama Marinos, I think it's a team. Is from a fish business and have got many chance to draw. You know, if I need to do a cover from Yokohama Marinos, I have got more imaginary things I can use from Japan, from fish, from underwater. For, you know, it's maybe some crazy, more crazy. Or for example, New York teams, no? What is the new Red Bull? If you have got the city, you know, if you send me something from New York, I can do something huge. Maybe New York is not too, it's not a football city, but maybe I can do, you know. Sometimes I think it's the chances of the team, you know. It's like Japan football, I think I have got, you know, I can do something beautiful for that.
And in terms of how long it takes you to execute a piece of work, and the Marseille cover will be a great example to mm-hmm. talk of. How long did that piece of work take you to complete?
That was crazy, because my girlfriend told me, "Ah, you are working too much in this one." It's like, because I, yeah, it's like, but I love it. I think could be, that was maybe 1 week and a half minimum, you know, maybe 10 wow. days,
yes.
10, 12 days, maybe, you know? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. This for sure. But for example, Real Madrid was maybe 1 week, 5 days. But Marsella, the point of Marsella is, if you check, I draw it a cathedral, you know, have got a cathedral, have got a church, have got a airport, and you need, it's like in the same of the real world, you know, is that you need to do the cathedral, and the cathedral must look like the real cathedral in Marseille. So this is a huge world, you know, because it's not like full imagination. You need, I have got the photos, you know, in my computer, looking at the cathedral, the port, and you need to do, the composition is complicated, because some people in social network, you know, told that the stadium Velodrome is not here. Ah, it's not there. You know, I know it's not there, my friend.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, but I put that because it's fun. Yeah, I want to show the stadium. Maybe in imaginary Marseille city, the stadium will be there. You know, enjoy. I know it's not an architect map. I know that, but you need to show the soul of the city.
Yes,
and I think I did it.
No, absolutely. I believe you did. And if it's safe to do so next month, I am thinking of taking a short trip to Marseille. It's a city I've never been to and one I've always wanted to visit. And if it's safe to do so, I will go next month. And I would absolutely have to admit that your cover for the latest issue has just made me think, I need to see this place for real. And it's what I love so much about this cover, and one thing that I keep looking back at is the detail of the elements underwater, where we've got Steve Mandanda's feet and the little fishes uh-huh. and the submarine and the These Football Times logo, yeah. kind of
logo,
It's those small details that I love about your work, that it's not just about communicating an idea. You then go very deep into all of the minute details that just add so much extra to the meaning of a piece.
I think I understand, because the connection was bad a bit, but if you can ask me again, please. I understand talking about the...
Oh no! Yeah,
underwater.
Yeah, and just picking up on the small details and all of uh-huh. those very small touches that you have across all of your work, that every piece is not just about the overall idea, but you go so deep to adding all of these extra elements that just, you know, build up so many different layers to the work that you produce.
I think because I do that because I like Waldo, Waldo as well. You know?
Yes.
And I think I think I have got a mental problem or something like that, because I can leave one empty space, you know, empty area, because I'm looking at a small empty area and I say, why not a fish or a submarine or something, because it's more. And if you are in looking the cover, I want to feel, I want for the people by the magazine, I want spend a lot of time enjoying the cover, because I like and spend over time enjoying drawings, like, for example, the famous artist El Bosco, you know, here's in the Prado. I like the Bosco. I want to do the same, you know, because I love it. And I feel the same like you when I see something like high detailed for that. I do that because I think It's more layers. It's more to the customer, more to the football soul, to the city, or just it's fun. You know, it's funny. Why not? It's funny. It's something do more layers for the draw. And if I have got that chance, if I have got that chance because I have got in my mind, and I can do. So do it. You know, I do it because I love it. I love it. And some people, it's like before we was talking about have got fear, have got fear about do that. I haven't got fear. I do a submarine. Why? Because I like it. It's undersea. There are empty place. Why not a submarine? Maybe into the submarine, your imagination thing, there are something about food. You know, it's like a play. And I can see another artist. I can feel like they feel sometimes risk. So maybe the people don't understand. Maybe the brief don't say a submarine. Yeah, I know, but you have got your imagination. Take risk and do something. I think with more imagination is better. I think it's better.
Absolutely. And I can't think of anything more perfect than you working on a Waldo brief. I mean, imagine a Javier Arez Waldo book. I can't imagine anything more perfect, you know?
Yeah. Imagine, for example, one book with all the World Cup champions or all Champions League champions, double cover, double page with some kind of football Waldo, whatever. For me, that would be amazing. If other artists do that, I'm running to buy. because I like it. And if you check, there are huge level in football illustration because there are good people, really good people. But I think there are too much to do because we can do more because I think the graphic design and the good football and good aesthetic style with football, I think is growing now. Is where, you know, because you remember the 90s, everything was, or before 90s, everything was like amateur, you know, like haven't got too much quality in that kind of things, you know?
Yes.
And now it's amazing.
Jumping back to your time as a waiter, I hear there's an interesting story, or you can give some interesting insights, Javier, to serving paella specifically to players. Is that correct?
I was working like waiter 10 years, but 2 years I was working in Liverpool, in La Viña restaurant. It's a restaurant in the downtown, in the city center. And it's usual Spanish player, Argentinian players go to eat in a Spanish restaurant, no? And I remember perfect in Christmas, Maxi Rodriguez arrived to take to home 12 paellas for a party. Yeah, 12 paellas. With two cars, you know, the bodyguards, huge bodyguards taking paellas all the time. But I served to many players. For example, I remember Luis Suarez because I served two times Luis Suarez. He goes to Sunday morning with the wife and kids. Very don't talk too much, you know, very serious. And the guy is important. Don't leave tip. Don't leave anything.
Oh, really?
So if you like a waiter, you need to cover the You need to all the tables, you need to pay some money to the kitchen, like waiter. If the customer don't leave tip, don't mind. You need to take some money to the kitchen. So when Luis Suarez arrived to the restaurant, I always say, shit, I need, you know, I spend money because he don't leave tip and I need to pay £2 to the kitchen for the table. So when Luis Suarez arrived, I say, come on, you cost me, you know, I need to pay for you, leave tip. But Reina was as well in Liverpool and the restaurant. Reina, Xabi Alonso as well. Very polite people always, no? And in UK, the customer and the people, you know, don't arise, you don't talk with the players. The players can live very quiet, I think. And I want to say one more thing. It's amazing. I remember amazing Liverpool, living in Liverpool. Liverpool is amazing. Like, it's a really football city. Eh? I think it's, I remember, it's like all the people dress football t-shirt, more than in other places. I think all the people talk about football. I like it. Many managers coming here. You can see the football in Liverpool. It's great.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, I was going to ask you about your time in Liverpool and how you enjoyed it.
A lot. Well, you know, the accent is huge, complicated, no?
Yes.
In Liverpool, Scouser. I'm a Scouser. You know, it's called Chihan. Chihan, mate. You know, it's complicated.
Oh, you did well.
I remember.
That's very good.
Yeah. I know bad words. You know, the fucking Chihan, mate. No, it's nothing like that. But it was great. And I was, because some players in the second team, you joined team Spanish, for example, Suso player, yes, was playing in Milan and now in Sevilla. I remember him like a child. I was surfing like 16 years old, something like that, to Suso. And that young player, Spanish player, give us tickets for Liverpool.
Oh,
so
wow.
So that's fine. And I remember, you know, not the big matches, you know, not the big, you know, like with Liverpool Aston Villa or something, or something. Not Liverpool Manchester United, no? But I saw, like, I remember, like, three or four. I was four times in Anfield. Amazing.
Wow.
Anfield,
yeah.
Amazing. Anfield is amazing. Need a change. It's an old stadium, I know. But, you know, have got the soul of the, you know, the old times. But
absolutely.
I remember, for example, I was in the stadium at Anfield when Steven Gerrard, say goodbye.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
When
what a big
the
game
last...
to be at.
Yeah, I was there. You know, like I was there. Saying, wow, I am the say in the last match of Steven Gerrard here was great. I remember him, you know, say goodbye to the people and that kind of thing. So was a great experience. I learned English, of course, not very well. Yeah, I try, but
no, I think very good.
Thank you. But was a really footballer experience, you know, something like Liverpool, because a smell football, you know.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing I did want to congratulate you on today was your 2019, you won the London Art Biennial award for the ink on paper. So that's mm-hmm. a real fantastic achievement. That must have been quite
yeah.
significant for you.
Yeah, was a change in that point, because it's like you. It's something, I don't know the word, it's like, it's huge, no? It's
yes,
seriously,
absolutely.
You know? It's like, it's something, it's like, wow, this guy, seriously, work hard and, you know, have got an opinion, an idea, blah, blah, blah. And they can open me to live just from my art, you know? Because that, with the artwork, huge artwork I won, was sell at 2 hours. 2 hours later to open the gallery. You know, to open the event.
Wow.
They call me and say, one customer want to buy. I said, wow, amazing. And after that, and won. You know, and the gallery look at me like, all right, we're gonna work together. Was a huge step to go around to don't need to work like graphic designer, just work like artist. And some people look at me with, you know, with more interest, some magazines. So it was a great day. It was a great day, Marcus. I remember it was a great day.
Well, no, yeah. And congratulations for it, because it's a super high level of work is always
yeah.
entered into that. So well done on you. Absolutely, absolutely deserved.
Thank you.
So looking ahead to the future, Javier, can you tell us anything exciting that's happening, or is everything a little bit secret until we get to see it?
There are secrets. But now I finished a new cover. I can't say the team, you know. I can't
yeah.
say the team. I can say the colors. All right. I say the colors. The colors of the thing are red
yes.
and white.
Ah,
there are a lot,
okay.
no? Red and white, and now I am doing a new one for another team. You know, I finished one, it's not yet published, and I'm doing now a new cover for this Football Times for other thing. I can't say, but I can say one thing is I'm doing ink on paper, big one about football. It's the first one. that will be sell in the Chelsea Gallery in London. I will send. It's my first working on paper football. Yeah, and I have got in here in my wall, in my home, and wall is close finish. It's like 1 meter for 1 meter. And it's, I think it's, I'm very happy with this work, to be honest. It's the title is like a sacrifice for the football god. This is the wow. title. If you see, you understand the title, because it's like a pyramid, Aztec, you know, like South America pyramid for the sacrifice. And in the top, there are a huge stadium from, it's like the tallest building in the city is a stadium, and all the cities down to the stadium. It's something, I like it. Some people come into my home and say, wow, I like it, I like it. So that will publish when I finish in social networks, and will be sell in the Chelsea Gallery. Maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe one player of Chelsea buy, or Jose Mourinho, whatever. but I'm happy with that work. And one more thing. I don't know if you saw my Andres Iniesta GIF. You saw that? Yeah, you saw that? But maybe I'm thinking to do maybe all the finals, you know? Maybe I do a collection, you know? I begin with Andres Iniesta because, you know, I'm Spanish. That was a huge moment.
Yes.
And, yeah, unbelievable. I was when Spain World Cup, I was in Liverpool. My party was in Liverpool. Yeah, it was weird, but the Spanish community there, you know, the 40 Spanish we was destroy the city that night, no? And Liverpool, yeah, you know, it's a great city to stay drunk.
That's true. from Rafa Benitez's time as Liverpool manager, there was a real era of Liverpool that had a Spanish, like a deep Spanish connection.
Yeah.
So must have been a great city to have been in during that time. And that period of Spain winning 2 Euros in a row and the World Cup, I mean, you must have thought, and especially as an Englishman, just being used to the heartbreak and the constant disappointment that's always the same with England. I mean, for a Spanish fan, you must have been thinking, it's easy now.
That's true, because I think before that great Spanish era, England and Spain was the same, like huge team with a huge history, and never, always the same, you know, it's like horrible. To be honest, for example, the World Cup was a great success, but I remember with the beginning of the Spain era was in Euro Cup. Before than the World Cup, we won Euro Cup. And I remember to pass, never, like Spanish, we never see a semifinal. Never. We never arrived to semifinal, maybe in 70s, you know, 60s or something like that, 50s, you know.
Yeah.
When Fabregas scored the penalty against Italy to play the semifinals, the first time, I remember like, oh my God, unbelievable. You know, well, I was like, you know, like some kind of nightmare finish, you know? It's like, no, I want to see a semifinal. And to be honest, I thought like that will be a slow way. It's not like, well, okay, we play semifinal, maybe in 4 years, we play semifinal again, maybe in one day. No, it was like, play semifinal, win Euro Cup, win World Cup, win Euro Cup again. Well, it was like crazy. And young guys, Spain, young kids, now growing with that success, having got no idea what complicated is that, what impossible is that, what unbelievable is that success, and they need to know this is impossible, it's really complicated to happen again, you know, because was Xavi, Iniesta, you know, a generation of players, unbelievable. I hope one day in England do, because you invent, no? You this football is English stuff. And I hope one day World Cup final Spain against England, no? Of course, Spain won, no?
well, My opa, my granddad is Greek, and his cousin, opa's cousin, actually played for 10 years for Olympiakos in the 70s as a goalkeeper. Yeah. He's a real hero. Well, he's the reason I'm a goalkeeper now. And so I can always say that I've got 2004. I've got Greece's win in Euro 2004.
That's it. I remember.
I'm happy that if that's the only
Charisteas.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah, like I always.
That was crazy. Sorry. I want to say that was crazy, the Greek victory. But for me, it was amazing. I enjoyed it because you know when some nation like that won a Euro Cup, it's like wow, it's like Croatia, you know, in the World Cup. Yeah. Sometimes this is good. It's new blood sometimes, and the football always is you know, everything could happen.
Well, yeah, and it does remind you that it is a sport and they're not robots. And for as much talent as one side might have over the other, it's about human endeavour. And it can show you that hard work and application can, anything is possible. Absolutely anything is possible. So it just
remember Iceland, no?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yes, it's unbelievable. I think the goalkeeper in Iceland is a dentist or something like that, or baker. They are a lawyer or something. Maybe an ex-lawyer or lawyer. You know, it's close to professional amateur, and I arrived, I think, semifinal or something like that. Well, amazing. Football have got this, no? It's great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Javier, it's been absolutely delightful speaking to you today. It really has. And I can honestly spend hours looking at the one piece of your work. There's so much to look at. And also, I think it's really important to have talent such as yourself that uses both digital and wet material. And I see the craft of what you produce, it really holds true to the techniques of the past. And it really does make sure that there are prominent artists using traditional materials techniques. And that's super important. So I think it's a very significant thing that you do. So very well done for doing that.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Javier.
Many thanks for joining us today on The Lob, a These Football Times production. For more of our content, check out our award-winning print magazine featuring some of the game's foremost writers, artists, and photographers, exploring areas of the game rarely covered in high-end print. For now, we look forward to you joining us again soon.